We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mummy says don't play with fire.
Oh, oh my God.
That's hot. But Mummy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
Hi, hi, hello, and hey, hey, and welcome to this week's episode of The Criticast. The name is Larry, and it's a special edition because I have a guest this week. I'm going to try it because I just like 171. It's like an interesting number, 171. But before I introduce my guest for this week, I want to say, I'm in a space of mourning right now because I lost one of my friends, Sharon Mugu. She was an entertainment reporter with the Daily News. She succumbed to leukemia. She was diagnosed with leukemia in December last year, and she had been getting treatment for the last 4 months. Unfortunately, passed away this past week, and it's a sad moment because she was in her 20s. She was, it's really sad. So I'm going to just take a moment just to remember Sharon. So yeah, it is The Criticast. The name is Larry, and on this week's episode, we're going to look at a very fascinating topic, a couple of fascinating topics, really. First, the abortion question. I'm going to talk about that in the second half. And in the third half, ex-girlfriend's relative, and that sort of thing, what is the boundary and stuff like that, I don't know. And my guest, Oscar Habinzu, what's up, guy?
How are you, Larry?
After you send us, you send me and my team, the audio thingies, and today you're part of the show.
Oh, yes.
So we're going to go through the news first of all. Congratulations to the Zimbabwe Warriors. They won this weekend after being taken care of by, Walter Magaya, and Knowledge Musona scored a hat-trick, the first Zimbabwean captain to score a hat-trick as debut as a captain. The last time, it's never happened. The highest ever was Peter Ndlovu, who scored two goals in 2001 while playing against Swaziland or Namibia, one of those. So anyway, they scored, and he's the first player to score a hat-trick for Zimbabwe at senior level since 2003 or something like that. Yeah, 2004 rather. And the last time that happened, you guessed it right, was Peter and Lovett in a competitive match. So shout out to them. It's a good team. It's a good shape. It's a good feeling. And you can see fans are very excited about it. What else happened this week? Tomana, your boy, got fired by the government because of incompetence.
Darnness.
Yeah, it was just done. It's just like, I was done with him. I was like, bruh.
It was actually gazetted, eh?
And it was like, it's one of those ways you're like, and they slid it in on a Friday. So you're just sitting there, you open the government gazette, you're like, oh,
and then,
man! They didn't even give him an announcement on radio because you know, if they're like, oh, the president decided to reshuffle.
It was just three sentences, eh?
Ah, pamamonye, done. It's gone. Also happening this week, sad news happened as well. Yizo Yizo actor, the guy who played gunman on Yizo Yizo, sadly passed away, committed suicide out in Tswane at his home, was found by his wife. It was kind of creepy. I mean, you walk in there and you're the wife and, you know.
Strange.
I don't know what to think about that. And then congratulations to my boy Josh Ainslie, who is in the, who made the top seven of South Africa's, what do you call that? South Africa's The Voice. And a funny story I can tell you about Josh Ainslie. When I had my accident out in 2010, the person who came and actually took me out of hospital and took care of me for 2 weeks was Josh Ainslie.
Oh, nice. That's good.
Cool kid. Like him. So vote for him. He's trying to get into the top six. He's trying to win that big prize. And whatever happens, it's taken South Africa by storm. And finally, here's an interesting story. The oldest fossils found yet of human beings have been found in Morocco. We should think it was the cradle of mankind, but it turns out that human beings evolved just around the continent at different places. So they used to say the cradle of mankind that is in
Ethiopia.
Those deep regions is no longer the place. So we don't have a one single Garden of Eden, apparently. It seems as if it's spread around.
What if the whole of Africa is the garden?
There we go. Fenris, very interesting point. As Larry, listen to the Criticast, and the guest today, of course, is Oscar Benz. We're going to take a quick break and come and talk to you about abortion, that abortion question. I want to start off with a couple of views that came in.
People say that, why was she having sex in the first place, and whatever, why did she get herself pregnant? Before I go further, wow, self-impregnating girls are evolving at an alarming rate. Anyway, you're asserting that giving birth is the responsible choice in the event of a pregnancy, but that's just your opinion. I'd argue that if a mother knows she won't be able to provide for her child, it's actually more responsible to have an abortion, and in doing so, prevent a whole lot of undue suffering and misery. But let's look at this argument a bit further. If you think getting an abortion is avoiding responsibility, that implies that it's a woman's responsibility to bear a child even if she chooses to have sex. That sounds suspiciously like you're dictating what a woman's role and purpose is, and a lot less like you're making an argument about the life of a child. Women do not have a responsibility to have children, and certainly don't assume such a responsibility by virtue of having sex. Consent to sex isn't consent to pregnancy.
Well, I would say to the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee that they should leave women to make decisions about their own bodies. And once they're done with this debate, I was wondering, would it be possible for them to maybe put on the agenda subsidizing vasectomies, since we're deciding about women and their reproductive systems? I was thinking, you know, cheap, free, affordable vasectomies for men in local clinics.
So those are but a couple of views. Of course, I mean, I think I live in a pro-choice world. I think people should be allowed to make choices. Oscar, what do you think?
Choices are good. You've got to be responsible of the choices you make. That's all.
So what's your opinion on this is specific to Zimbabwe. I was talking to one of my friends from South Africa. She was surprised that there was no abortion in Zimbabwe. It's not allowed. There are limitations, and as far as what the state allows, I mean, you're allowed to have abortion if there's a rape, or there's you know, there's a risk of health, and they're limited awarding of abortions. But that means a trial. It needs a whole type of things, and a court order and that sort of thing. And sometimes by the time you get the court order, it becomes unsafe for the person to have the abortion. But we also have to consider the fact that there are doctors out there. One of them.
Okay.
And it's happening.
Mvunzo Wakondekuti.
Ndekuti, do you believe that we should, allow abortion in Zimbabwe?
My personal opinion would be that's already too far. Before you even get to the point of aborting, could you not even preempt the fact that let's use a condom or something.
Kokanata Africa for condom and it burst.
There's this song in dancehall music that was sang by Ali Cat in the 90s, you know. You can call him names all you want, but at some point you both got to take responsibility, and you put responsibility in the front line.
And what is the responsibility? Because in this instance, you're not defining the responsibility. You're saying, gotta take responsibility.
In political answer,
there may be a responsibility, actually. Does the baby get born even though nobody wants it?
Okay. Dude, you're asking me to answer a question that those kids that were born from single moms would actually retaliate to my answer. And those that were not born from single moms will probably...
Is your answer?
My answer is, don't abort.
Okay, so you don't believe in abortion.
I personally don't believe in abortion.
But then the thing is, I'm looking at a situation because where
the,
no, because looking at these people,
we
they
need
don't have
more
yes
consumers.
But what if you don't have the capacity to take care of the child?
We need more consumers as a nation.
You need more consumers in the nation, but I don't have the capacity to take care of the child. That means that if the child is born, they're not going to eat. Atina mariage.
I didn't take it on a tan boot. Oh, that's just a joke, right? But yeah, at the end of the day, to be quite honest, like, just take responsibility.
But shouldn't the choice exist for women who want to make that choice? I mean, do we have a right to dictate a woman that
okay.
she can't abort?
Alright. I see. There's something that you can never kill. Even if you are, you want to be allowed to kill, because don't call it abortion. It's murder. If you are, if you want to murder some someone before they actually see daylight, it's okay. But you know what? No law can ever remove the guilt that you will have after you have done that. So at the end of the day, yes, it's choice.
Well,
you're welcome.
Okay, this topic can go on and on. I'm going to give details at the end of the show and as far as get in touch with me to tell me what you think on this topic. But I don't know. I'm a pro-choice. I think life is complicated. And
yeah, people should choose.
And you know, I sitting there and saying that somebody is going to regret their choices, you don't know that. I mean, well, I've never had to be in that situation. Okay, I'm going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about ex-girlfriends and relatives. What are the limitations?
Right.
So it's Larry, you're listening to the Criticast, and in this episode I've got a guest in the name by the name of Oscar Habinzu. What's up, guy? So, my guy, I've dated some really hot chicks, and hot chicks tend to have hot relatives.
Yeah.
And this is like, you know, adopted, I don't know. But then there have been situations where you've Morambana, whatnot, whatever. Then you go to Cape Town.
Yeah.
And you come across this chick. You're like, yeah. And suddenly,
But
this is from the same well as the other. For some reason, this girl doesn't know that you dated her relative.
Okay.
So the question is, do you keep going on, or do you kind of step back and you're like, I know, and be like, you know, I don't know, you know, Sir Joram from Game of Thrones.
You know,
insert yourself into the friend zone. What do you do?
I find it tricky, Shanghai, because hey, there's the issue of the feelings, eh? The memorabilia.
I have to say my feelings, but my own, but
carry on. Memorabilia, you still remember some stuff, you know, and this person is behaving in the same way the other one used to behave. I don't know. Yeah, it depends, eh?
What does it depend on? Tell me. Tell me what it depends on.
Okay, if you make the move, right? At some point, are you going to call her by that name?
What? They're two different people.
It has one. Now, what kind of horse now?
Okay, question is, how fresh is the breakup? I think that's a question.
Oh, yeah, eh?
Because, I mean, if it's like a day, then, bruh.
Trouble.
So, what is a healthy period for the breakup period? Like, what would be a healthy period?
Dude, there's no healthy period.
So it's a no.
Okay, no, I'm not saying it's a no. Okay, you didn't personal, I'll probably just I don't know, probably try it out. Yeah.
You push the feelings to the bottom, like push them down there.
No, not push them down, dude. And try it out.
No, push the old feelings.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The
question is, do you tell her?
Could
I once dated your older sister?
If Papa mind.
What happens if she finds out on her own, though?
Papa, it depends. Kuti mycology ya kumichitanga yanga mira se kana wine punch mwemake, it's difficult for her to pull out, to skip out.
Okay, so now the question though is sister is okay, or is there a limit to say no, it must be second cousin and no? Because remember, sister in Chiran, in African culture, is also like a cousin as well.
Hey,
it's
just called
your sister. I've never used this word, but cousin sister apparently is a thing.
Yeah. Actually, strangely, in Zimbabwe, we call them cousin sisters, cousin brothers.
So the question becomes, is there a limit to say, no, can I work a little bit down the line, it's fine. But if it's like the same mother and same father, no.
That's a tough one, eh? But what just popped into my mind is, okay, did you let that other one go? If you did let that other one go, you could probably try this out as a new outfit. But if you did not...
outfit? It's not clothing. It's not a band. It's not
joking. I just had to throw the outfit aspect. Was roots it out gay hembe or the roof or door and na ginger nas now it doesn't no figure more. But yeah, it actually depends with you. At the end of the day, and then either the fact that is it one of those tap and go promotions, or you actually want to build a relationship. You get it?
You got to build a brand.
Oh yeah, hey, you got to build a brand. Hey, brand development strategy. Can out ingori blunder.
Activation.
Vikings. Vikings.
I'm done with you. So tell me what you think. The email address is info@latinqueerie.com. On Twitter, it's @QueerieRye. Ask me questions. Oscar, what's your socials?
You can get me on oscar@omg.co.zw. Mm-hmm. You can get me on Twitter, Oscar Havenzu. You can get me on Facebook, Oscar Havenzu.
Okay, so that's what's up. And also, if you want to listen, this is a 3-bed and a bold publishing production. And if you're listening to sound, it's a bit of, I'm using the laptop, organic mic, because I forgot my other stuff. Yeah, naughty person. And also, catch me, or rather, don't miss an episode of The Criticast. Just download, or rather, go to iona.fm. And when you're there, just look for the Criticast, and you'll be able to get the RSS link from there. And also go to iTunes, and you can get us from iTunes. Look for Criticast and subscribe. Also go to One Radio News, the app that's out. Download it, listen to us up there with BBC News, and also And then also never mind, he's being silly. And then also, I'm on ZFM Stereo every Tuesday between 8:30 and 9 p.m. And also catch me between 7 and 9 p.m. on Wednesdays. And on Tuesdays, or rather Mondays, Sundays, and Wednesdays, I'm on a program called the Zimbabwe Schools Quiz. This happens between 7:15 and 7:20. Yeah, that's about that. And I'm going to leave you with a different note. Normally I have a quote or something that I say, but I'm going to leave you with a song that became poignant, that gathered a lot more meaning than ever. And it is a song that we listen to a lot of times, but it's a song that, as I say right at the top of the show, I lost my friends, Sharon Mungu, and I'm playing this song for her, Winky D and Oliver Mtukudzi, Panoradza Moye. It's been that. It's been The Criticast. Take care of yourself. Ndanzwa nerekurira esi yapanyo watakundofushira watakundofushira dieni watungamira.
dia ni wafunga na tichene seranzira
Tichene zanzira
Hajitetembe nyama
Ayo
Chinote zimba pakatipe hana
Pakatipe hana
Choku ita apana
Apana
Mwakungo mirira mire ya mangwana
Mire ya mangwana
Muno tifuzire Na panurwa zamo
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you wanna go out?